how has news photography changed in 30 years? How technologically it's changed? Because that's been significant.
Oh, that's major. Because of the first 19 years at the paper, I did black and white in the darkroom. And it was around 2002 or so when we switched to digital. And that was the desktop. Then became the era for me, the desktop darkroom with a computer. And I never used a computer at work like everybody else, except to send photos to Associated Press.
Describe what it was like to just be in the darkroom, because I know that was one of your favorite things.
I really love being in the darkroom. It's kind of like my inner sanctum, my special little spot. It was private, you know, and I had my own little space, and I could listen to the radio, and I just loved the essence of all of it. When 4 o'clock rolled around, that was the time that I most often did all the film development, and I could listen to NPR, the news, on the radio, and that was kind of fun. And that was a carryover from my Eugene, Oregon days.
And what have you enjoyed about being a news photographer?
Well, for me, I think just it forces me to get out in the community, get to know the community, and be involved with events that I wouldn't otherwise probably have anything to do with. So, and I get to see a lot of stuff. It kind of gives you a free license to witness things that a normal pedestrian or person wouldn't be able to see. And, you know, it's pretty interesting.
You know pretty much everybody in town.
Well, you know, it is a small town, and it is an island community, and I believe that there's a special dynamic living on an island. People are closer knit than when you've got a small town and a road system. And when you're covering everything from kids' sports to news photos to features, pretty much the gamut. I mean, you get to know people after a while, and they get to know you. I mean, especially after 30 years.
One thing that a lot of people during your period of retirement, your retirement celebration, a lot of people have mentioned your unique outlook on life. I mean, what what makes you have that quirky outlook on life?
That is the question. I don't really know. That's a hard one to answer. You know how it is. Things just pop into your mind. It's like the creative process. I've been on a lot of assignments where there's been hundreds of interviews, and you know, and everybody has their own point of view, and once in a while things pop into my head, I guess.
And then it just comes out.
It just comes out. And hopefully it's appropriate.
All right, so 30 years. What made you, I mean, that's a long time. What made you decide that it was time now to retire or to move on to a new adventure?
Well, I figured while I still have some good health, it was time to spend a little time with my personal work that's been neglected for 30 years and go through those thousands and thousands of slides that I've taken on all these trips that I've never had time to edit. They're still sitting in their original slide boxes.
So you had a retirement celebration over the weekend, and a lot of people said a lot of really nice things.
Yeah, it was a nice little event, and nice to get the love and the kudos from the community. I really appreciated that.
And you were the grand marshal for the parade as well.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I thought I'd be really nervous because I'm not used to being in the limelight and kind of shy away from that stuff. And that's kind of like, actually, that's why I like photography, because I can hide behind the camera. I can kind of be part of the event, but really not the center of attention. But it was okay. It didn't rain, and I felt good about it. And Terry and I had a great time.